8:37 on a Wednesday, our final segment here before we find out why today doesn't suck. It's Matt McLaren in for Dan McDowell. I'm still reeling. And you know what I just realized in the break? I think probably half of my favorite songs I don't know the actual title of. Like I was going to...
Yeah, because you can sing them.
I was going to my phone just now looking and I'm like, that was pretty easy. But
I feel like that one might come back to haunt you.
Oh, for sure.
If Mino has anything to do with it.
For sure. I'm just looking at...
I mean, you're singing the whole song, which is crazy.
I'm looking at... Once you get the chorus, yes. But I'm looking at my phone, and I'm like, oh, that's what that's called? I don't know. It's weird.
That is kind of weird, because how would you know... Like, if you wanted somebody to hear it or play it, like, hey, play this song?
I guess you just pull up the album and scroll through.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a very, very large blind spot for me. And an embarrassing one.
Apparently, man. That was rough.
Yeah, it really, really was. All right, let's do a little sports sesh. Sports sesh. Hey, the Pistons got the number one overall pick. Do you care?
Well, good for them, man.
What'd the Cavs get?
They get three?
Yeah, three.
So that's pretty awesome. They improved their odds.
Stay down at the Cleveland Cavaliers draft party for too long. It's a really weird presentation. I watched a little bit of it before they went to the game last night. It's kind of just shots of a bunch of team executives, and then when they're no longer in the running for number one, they just eliminate them off the screen like they've vanished.
It's really strange.
So we had Ted Emmerich on the show last week because Ted Emmerich, as part of his golf updates for the U.S. Open that were heard here on the ticket, all 4 days of the tournament, he worked in some ticket references, and the first one he did was playing on something that we were all quite captivated by at the compound, which is Corby's ailment of weird arm. And Teddy was able to work that into a golf update.
Right now, there's two-time U.S. Open champ Brooks Koepka, Matthew Wolf, and Patrick Rogers at 3-under. Wolf has a major case of weird arm with one of the oddest swings on tour.
Made it work. Made it work.
Wonderfully.
So Ted Emmerich is not alone in being a broadcaster that would like to doff the cap to the ticket into the P1. You know Dave Raymond's down for bits. This is from a couple nights ago.
We'll see how he responds if he ends up walking around with weird arms.
Nice, look at that. I love it.
So an umpire was hit by a pitch.
Okay.
And the best part about that is I very seriously doubt that CJ has any idea what's going on there and Dave doesn't care. So he just rolls with it. One more.
We'll see how he responds if he ends up walking around with weird arm.
Nice, look at that. I love it.
Walking around with weird arm.
He goes, nice, look at that. I love it.
I love it. So it's made its way under the Rangers broadcast as well. So you pretty much know that anytime there's a big news story, doesn't even really have to be a sports news story, politics, anything going on in the world, there's really only one man we turn to for the definitive take, the final say. Now, I'm going to need you to forget for a minute that this man murdered his ex-wife and her friend because his takes are that good. He's got to have the final say. There's a just society, and even though he did murder those people, he was acquitted, and now he has a Twitter account. So when an NFL player comes out as gay, there's only one man to go to for the take.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. Well, all the conversation today is about Nasip, the Raider defensive player who, I guess, came out of the closet, so to speak. Hey, man, more power
okay,
to
stop
you,
it there,
man.
Okay, stop it, please. What does he mean, so to speak? That's like a common turn of phrase. It's not a... He came out of the closet, so to speak. I mean, I don't know. Just the way Juice talks is hilarious to me.
More power to you, man. That's terrific. And $100,000 that you donated to that charity is just over the top. I mean, that's really something special. You know, over the years, people have asked me, hey, man, did you play with gay athletes? Of course I did. They're everywhere. I mean, every profession. There's no different.
So, again, this is kind of like when Dale said that when men tell him they're gay, and Dan was like, well, how often does that happen? How often is Juice asked that? Like, how often are people coming up to him and asking, hey, OJ, did you play with any gay teammates?
I'm sure that's the most common question he gets.
I don't. One of them's off the table.
Well, that, and he speaks to them like they're dinosaurs or something.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Right? Like it's or you have some sort of a pest in your home or something. He's like, I mean, geez, I don't know. They're everywhere.
If you didn't know.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. I mean, every profession is so different in football as it would be in whatever, you know, post office workers, police departments.
That's the go-to. Post office.
Profession, you have it. I mean, it may not come out, but they're there. Trust me. I saw announcer today, an ex-player, said he played 14 years, and he kind of said, well, I never really played with a gay athlete. I said, you got to be kidding me. I started laughing. Of course you have. You just have not played with an openly gay athlete. In any event, more power to him. Nasip, go ahead.
Go ahead. You have the juiciest blessing. I'm not going to cut your head off for coming out as a homosexual.
I mean, it's postman. He knows him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but we're only halfway through this thing.
So now he's going to downshift. It's time for him to hit another gear here because he's done with that topic. There's more in the news.
But I got to say this. I do protest what's happening down in New Zealand. They're allowing Hubbard, the weightlifter, a female weightlifter, compete in the Olympics. Now, that's, as far as I'm concerned, wrong. He was born biologically a guy. Men are biologically stronger, faster, and in most cases have more endurance than female. That's not my opinion. Just look at all the record books. That's just the way it is. And this guy Hubbard has been...
I have proof!
Yeah, because if they didn't, you probably wouldn't have been able to so easily overpower someone and cut their head off.
It
did happen.
Yeah.
He knows.
Valid point.
Yeah.
I like this little Dan reference here.
That's just the way it is. And this guy Hubbard has been blowing the competition way down in those pan games down there. And I think in the last big event she competed in, she lifted 42 pounds more than the competition. This is just unfair. She was born a male, trans in, terrific. More power to you. But to be able to compete against a body.
I heard Trans Am that
time. It sounds like he's saying transcend or something.
Transient, meaning, moving from place to place,
right.
Possibly a houseless person. To me, it sounds like he's saying trans in, like as in two words, like that person just transed in here. Like they became trans and they transed in here.
I don't think that's very PC.
No, I don't think any of this is.
Really. I mean, it's OJ, so.
Right.
A male. Trans in, terrific.
They trans on.
Yeah, I think that is what he's saying.
Yeah, he trans in.
A male, trans in, terrific. More power to you. But to be able to compete against biological females is just wrong, and especially in the Olympics. Just my opinion. In any event, take care, get your shots, and God bless.
A public service announcement. That was weird because he didn't let us know that he's just saying.
And God bless.
And trans in can't even be short for transitioning. That would be transish.
Yeah, I've never heard that. I don't think he is saying what he thinks he's trying to say.
He's definitely not. That's why it's up to us to interpret. Look, this person is, they trans in here. They transitioned and then they just walked right in here. All right, well, thanks, Juice. 2:45, this is the ticket.
Take care.
At Men's Warehouse.